Blog Talk Radio.
I am Curtis Clinton, and I have lost 57 pounds since May 17th. Is that not presidential? Hello, America. Hello, our 50 states, our District of Columbia, our territories, and everyone or all within them. Hello, everyone around the world, and hello, world. Hello, Tink. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this Thursday, the 6th of October, 2016. You know, I'm losing weight for my health, and I'm losing weight for my wife, and I'm losing weight for my kids. And I'm losing weight so I don't have to be obese, fat, overweight, and all those other adjectives. You know, I can now get off the floor with no assist. I can get out of bed so easily, but two things that are still strange to me. I can't remember when I was 365 pounds. I cannot remember how I ever got around. I don't know. Possible. And now, being a total of 99 pounds less, I'm still heavy. I can feel it when I walk. I'm still heavy. Sure, I walk faster and easier, but I'm still 266 pounds, and I can feel. I can't wait till I achieve 220. I can't imagine what it will be like at 240. And I'm doing this also just in case I should get into the White House. You want someone you can look up to. Someone you could say, he did it. Maybe I can do it too. Kirk, how did you do it? I'll tell everyone how I did it. And if you're up for it, then you can lose 57 pounds or you can lose 150 pounds. The first 50 goes pretty quick in 4 months. I'm holding weight now for 4 days. This is like the set point. I'm not with any data other than my opinion as to what is going on with set point and losing weight and all that goes with this. Seems my wife shut the garage door. Okay, that's fine. I got to see, where is the car in relation to the tree branches? I think I'll do this. Am I going to talk about my weight all broadcast? No. I don't have to, and I won't. I'm broadcasting live from inside our family car. My wife took out a loan since she works and I don't. And we're refinancing our house. It's taken over 4 months to go through a bank, and we are a returning customer. What my wife had, and I want to do something about it. What can I do about it? What can you do about things that go sour in your life? Who are you going to call? Who are you going to turn to? Ghostbusters? One or Ghostbusters remake? Who are you going to call? You're going to call Kurt Clinton. You're going to call the president because Curtis Clinton is vying for the presidency because of you and all that you encounter in your lives that sucks. You think Hillary Clinton knows how your life sucks? You think she cares? Or she's got her eyes on the White House. Donald Trump has his eyes on the White House. You think he cares about you? I have my eyes on you. I want to make sure that everybody puts in the write-in ballot for me. Being in the White House is not for me. It's for you. See, I don't have to be president for me. I need to be president for you. You know what was in the papers today? Well, if you read my blog, you'll see a bunch of names. A girl, Natalie, went to camp, and her parents told everyone she cannot have peanuts. She has a peanut allergy, so she had some kind of cereal, I believe it was, that had peanut butter in it. Well, peanuts. I think it was peanut butter. But it wasn't described as being in the cereal. As soon as she tasted it, she said she spit it out. She was throwing up for about 20 minutes. She went into anaphylactic shock. Her father, Lewis, a doctor, tried to give her injections of EpiPen, and then, since they weren't working, broke into a medicine cabinet, cut his arm in doing so, and tried to give his daughter a third shot, but she died. Joanne and Lewis lost their daughter after doing everything they possibly could at a summer camp. What does that tell you about summer camps? What does that tell you about people entrusted with the safety of children, senior citizens, nursing homes, nursing care? Who are they going to turn to? They lost their daughter. You're the lawsuit. Settlement for $15 million. Would you trade in your children for $15 million? That's the question I ask you, and that's the question I will ask the court. I think the city, the county, the town, somebody associated with the camp is responsible and settled for $15 million. Do you want to give up your child for $15 million? I wouldn't. Is that sufficient? There's no word to follow it. Recompense? I don't want to use the word recompense. Is that sufficient? Going through life without your daughter. Going through life without your son. You want to do that? I certainly don't. There was another newspaper article. You should read the newspapers and see why I'm so upset. And what is Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, both from New York, doing about the news and the Daily News? New York Daily News, what are they doing? Absolutely nothing. They don't give a hoot. They don't give a crap. And yet you're voting for them. I guess you don't give a crap either about who becomes president, because you're not voting for me. The best person out there to be president, and you're not voting for me. I'm not on the ballot. You got to find me on Black Talk Radio every day at 5:30. You got to put my name in. Yeah, how are you going to find me on the ballot? You going to remember my name? How are you going to remember my name? The better Clinton? Curtis? There was a retired police officer who was caught on a car dash or video cam stomping on the head of a suspect who was already on the floor and in handcuffs. And this person was retired. When this suspect was taken into custody, there was an immediate investigation as to why his face looked pulped and his eye was swollen. And the video cam was just released. And the retired sergeant said, well, I served my 20 years. I'm getting a pension. I did my duty. Really? So now the investigative services are seeing what they could do to this police officer. As a citizen, private citizen, they should strip him of part of his pension because he still was in the midst of police activity. He had no reason being there, but he was. So he was under the influence, and he should be sued civilly. You like them? Apples? What does Hillary Clinton say? What does Donald Trump say? I say it. Before they even knew it, I said it. There's some other disgusting news. There were two boys who raped a woman, threatened her with torture. One of the schmucks filmed it, recording of what they did. They're charged. for aggravated assault. Then there's a major who spent like $3,000 on sexual enhancements. He was discharged without his misconduct being identified. Previous to that, he was equally addressed about his conduct. Why did it go that far? You know, many of us have ailments, ills, difficulties, and we keep them to ourselves. I've been a victim of something so disgusting that it's so disgusting, and I've had to carry that cross with me for about 56 years. It's affected my life, but not how I deal with people, but it's affected my life. It torments me every day. This. And then there is a 10-year-old who set an autistic boy on fire in Texas. Charged as a juvenile. Really? Do you just immediately think, oh, I'm going to start a fire? No, you have to have things for action. This person will be charged as a juvenile. I say at least 20 years in jail, 10 in a juvenile facility, and 10 in an adult facility. Forget about it. He didn't know what he was doing. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, really? They don't know what they're doing? Well, then they must be crazy from day one. Oh, you just got crazy? And then you got uncrazy? Our judicial system sucks. And people are getting away with murder, burning, raping, bullying, stealing. Anyone deems and steals millions, they better return those millions. And for every million stolen, 5 years in jail, 3 million, 15 years in jail, without food and room and board. Let them pay for their room and board. We're not going to pay for their crime. They're not going to be rewarded with services. They're going to live a very frugal life. Let them find clothes to wear. Let them buy their prison garments. Let them pay for their food. Let them clean the cell. Mop up the crap and the urine, the drain. You know, one of these high-profile criminals escaped when he was asking to go to the bathroom. Now, this person wore chains. He wouldn't be able to run as far. And I have an idea about prison and prisoners, and ankle bracelets. The ankle bracelet should be a continuous electrical charge. Now you'd say, well, you can put wires to each side and then cut. But I have a better idea. Why don't we make an ankle bracelet? Like, you ever see your telephone or your computer, printer, plug, how many notches it has? Let them find something that's notched up like that. That would be considered pretty smart and, you know, maybe you deserve an escape. But there are other things that I'd like to add. But as an ordinary citizen, I can't add any of them. As president, I can address the nation. I can tell you what we will try to do. I could commission schools to come up with the best in handcuffs, ankle bracelets, monitors, and the like. And the other thing is we could have another fail-safe backup system with ankle bracelets. I could tell you I have a good idea for that, a very good idea. And when I say military service or civilian service, guess what? Maybe you could undertake the observation of those criminals who have been assigned to house arrest, and when they are leaving their property, you can be in observation of them, and for 2 hours you have served your country, your community. Brilliant is that. America, please see me before it's too late. Please see me as a candidate for the White House. I don't care to be called president. I don't want a presidential library. I don't want honorariums. I want to serve the people. Could you please allow me my wish? I will serve each and every one of you. The bad I will serve are just. You're not going to like it, and everybody else, you're going to like what I do. I will solve the immigration problem. I will go out around the world and try to solve the world problems. I'm raring to go. You hear so much about dissatisfaction with the candidates, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and it's time that somebody comes out of the woodwork or something. Not a termite. But I will chow down on the corruption and greed crime that exists throughout our country. Almost like the Green Mile, you know, that guy Duncan, he ate bad stuff, or he took in the bad and then he threw it back out again. Well, I think you've heard enough from me. I've gone.
15 is not quite enough. It should be enough because I say the same things over and over again, but I give you examples of why I am that good for the White House. Remember, I have a background in science, a background in medicine, a background in accounting and tax. I've lost a number of jobs because of my honesty, working for dishonest people, working for crooks. If I had my life to do over again, I'm not sure I will meet up with my wife. So I don't know if I want to go back in time, but if I can go back and taunt on those crooks and criminals, that would be good. But at least I can help you do that for yourselves and for our country. I have no running mate. Who wants to run with me? Who thinks I'm going to get into the White House? Nobody. Yesterday I spoke to people. Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. I'm going to vote for Darth Vader, Mickey Mouse. But they know I'm vying for the White House, the presidency, and still I'm ignored, rejected. I've been rejected in my life quite a bit. My daughter was rejected the other day. I wrote to her and told her about how many rejections I've had. Oh, I've had lots of rejection. Just for jobs alone, well over 111 rejections. I've had numerous rejections. I'm not popular with girls, with women, with guys. I'm not popular. So you may want to consider that. Not vote for an unpopular guy.
Unturned. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone. 800.
Thank you. You know, if you have a sunshade screen reflector that doesn't stay with your windshield because it's not the right size and, you know, the strap-ons. So we went out to Costco and I got some boxes because I had a support or hold up those areas of the screen that said. And so I came up with a lot of boxes. I tried a lot of boxes. Well, today I recycled a lot of those boxes, about 9 of them, keeping the 2 that worked the best. In fact, they are within 1/2 inch of my shoulder. So you may want to consider boxes to prop on your, to place on your dashboard, to prop up your screen that doesn't actually fit your windshield. I've got many more inventions upstairs, but I need capital. And as president, I could assign the various industries. And by the way, the defense industry needs to be looked at. Some things need to be pruned. Jobs need to be protected. There will be a lot of transpositioning in jobs, because a lot of the jobs are outdated and the products are outdated. And people are going to be swept up in such a sinkhole of lost work that I have to create more work for everybody, and I will. And it may be tough going. I don't think it will be peaches and cream from day one. It will be in a lot of different ways. Better law, better taxes, better society. And give me a chance to clean up the government and find the right size of each agency. Because to say that we want smaller government, a smaller IRS leaves too many people without paying their taxes. A small FBI leaves too many crimes to solve. A small FDA leaves too many food products without proper testing. PA leaves too many contaminants out there. Department of Education, overbloated. What did they do for our country? Tell me. Our students are failing in common sense, in intelligence, in special arts, in science. Foreigners seem to be smarter. Why? Because they apply themselves. And we have newspapers saying, oh, too much application is no good for the kids. Practice makes perfect. Practice. Practice. Talking about practice, Iverson. Practice can help. Repetition can help. Lifting weights for muscle memory can help. Running in preparation of a marathon can help. Running distances far greater than or up to the amount can help. President, I will be Big Brother, uncle, stepfather, stepmother, friend, citizen, fellow soldier, yeah, commander-in-chief. I want to lose weight so I could go through those basic training situations again. America, I want to serve our country. Please help me to serve our country. I can best serve as president. Anything less will keep everything that I can do in a bag. You know when you go to a takeout, to a restaurant, you say takeout, bag it? Well, if I'm not president, all the good I can do, it's going to be in a bag and it's going to be tossed in the garbage. Well, that's it for me. You heard enough from me? You've heard enough over 9.5 years to make your decision smart. Curtis Clinton as president. Write-in ballot. Do you have the guts? Courage, smarts. Have you lost your American status because you're a Democrat or a Republican? Are you too much a politician or a political activist that you don't see the benefits in me? All right. Don't see the benefits in me. I'm not sweating this. I know I'm not winning. Only a miracle gets me into the White House, gets you, the president, that is good in the White House, only a miracle, and none is in sight. Nobody's planning for a big miracle. 9 years wasted speaking to America. 9 years wasted trying to let you see me and understand me and be proud and happy and encouraged, inspired, and trusting of me to be president. 9 years down the drain. 9 years of my life. My wife says, after the election, you won't have to do the radio broadcast anymore. She's right. I won't. You can get all that time back. She doesn't want to be first lady. You try to figure that one out. Be well, America. See to it. If you want the best person for the White House, Curtis Clinton, write-in ballots, 120 million write-in ballots, there is free lunch. It costs you nothing to campaign for me. It costs you no money. I have no banners, no buttons, no placards, no stickers, no TV ads. I have none of this. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. How you ever stomached me for 9+ years, I don't know how you allowed me to be on air with a podcast. Thank you so much for giving me a chance.